1211 on WTOP, commuters are cringing at the idea. We're talking about a possible shutdown of part of Metro's Red Line. There's a good reason for it, as we find out now from Dana Hedgepeth, the transportation reporter for the Washington Post, who's joining us live. Dana, good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
Now, anyone who's ever dealt with a leaky roof can perhaps understand the challenge that Metro is going through in some of the underground tunnels along the Red Line. They've got some water coming in, and that's creating a problem.
You're absolutely right. And we spent a lot of time talking to geologists that government geologists, and they made that exact comparison. That this is like you can patch it here and there, or you can spend the money, take the time, and do a long-term solution, which is repairing the roof. In a Metro's case, they're going to have to do something long-term, as they're expecting more people to ride the trains. You've got the Silver Line opening. That's going to bring an influx of folks, more trains, longer eight-car trains. That's going to put strain on the system, and they're going to have to figure out some kind of way to resolve this issue.
Now, as they look at repairs, they're also looking at shutting down part of the Red Line in order to make these repairs. Define for us what some of the options are and how long we could see these shutdowns in place.
Well, let me caution that they have made no final decision on how long the shutdowns will be in place. They have hired engineers to look at how long that would take. But like I said, talking to engineers and geologists, the best and fastest option would be to shut down a portion of the line, about a 3 to 4 mile stretch possibly, where they would be able to go in, and an almost guaranteed fix would be to reline that tunnel with a waterproof liner that was not put in originally to the original build of the tunnel. So if they do that, knock on wood, they're hoping, engineers and geologist consultants are telling them, that will most likely solve their problem. Again, short-term pain, long-term gain is kind of what their experts are kind of advising them at this point. But they're still about 4 to 5 months from at least making a decision, and we as riders can still expect this to be about a year away before any kind of notices would go up of when, how long, and where. But already, people are nervous at the mere mention of it.
And this work can't be done. We're certainly accustomed to a weekend track work on Metro, but this kind of work can't be done exclusively on the weekends, can it?
That's exactly right. I mean, that is one of the options Metro is going to look at. I've talked to one of their number two official, and he's quite an expert in this, and he's trying to consider if could he do it on, say, shutting down part of the Red Line over back-to-back weekends, in other words, during 4 or 5 back-to-back shutdowns for a stretch, but doing it in the hours when Metro is open, not an option. You have to get a lot of heavy equipment. You have to deal with the water. You have to deal with customers, trains. It's just too much. And frankly, Metro's open so long these days in terms of a 24-hour cycle, just about. By the time they shut it down, get their workers out on the track, get their equipment out on the track, it's almost time for them to prep and get ready for opening up again. So they're really kind of scratching their heads saying, not so sure that we can do this in the off hours. They're really not that much off hours, so shutting down is the best option from their perspective.
If they had to do it during the weekend and affecting the rush hour commuter, could it be done at a time of the year when there are fewer of those, say during the holiday season in December?
That's a really good point, and I sure that they won't be take that into consideration, or let's certainly hope. There's plenty of folks in Montgomery County on the Montgomery County Council, as well as business owners, who are closely watching Metro and want to be a part of giving feedback and input on how they take on this shutdown and when. And I think if they do this smartly, and they are trying to move along with it in a cautious manner so that people will know and be educated and can plan accordingly. The only other problem you have is, yes, while December may be slower, they have to think about tourists, out-of-towners who may not know the Metro system as well as locals. How do you get those folks around? So there's many things to consider. It's not fixing the tunnel alone is not part of the problem. It's also a logistical dance that they're going to have to do with how they get people around when they do shut down.
Yes,
it
indeed.
Won't happen overnight, the bottom line, but they do need to take a lot into consideration.
All right, a very important issue and one that we will continue to follow, as we know you will as well. Dana Hedgepeth, thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Dana is a transportation reporter for the Washington Post.